Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on a guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Yesterday, I was admittedly running out the clock. And to be honest, this is what a Friday show is, too. At some point, you just run out of gas. We'll see if we can get through the day. But I was running out the clock yesterday, final couple minutes of the show, and I was hoping for a League City miracle. And we like to close plot holes on this show because we love to talk about TV. It turns out, miracles happen. For people who don't know, there was a chance I had lost my debit card, and then it was going to be a whole thing about getting it replaced and change. And, you know, you pay for a lot of stuff online. I was going to have to switch up the Amazon stuff, but you know what? No worries. Netflix, I don't have to log in and put my password in, which I don't remember, and put in new payment information right where I thought it might be. So less a miracle and more absentmindedness on my part. It was
we did it!
That's right. It was in the jacket pocket. As I suspected. But, you know, that was almost a foregone conclusion once I started to remember how my day went a couple days ago, Wednesday. I thought the Rockets-Clippers was going to be a foregone conclusion when Jabari Smith picks James Harden's pocket and goes in for a dunk to make it 7-0. I was like, okay, now I know what time the Clippers are on. They're bad. Jabari's isolated on James, and he picks his pocket for a dunk. This game's over. Turns out, I was wrong. Turns out the Rockets wanted to get into the muck with the Clippers, and that's what the Clippers are. They are old and slow, but if you let them get you into a game where they can grind it out, all of a sudden you get a little nervous. The Rockets did win in less than comfortable fashion. They did it in a way you would suspect. They missed a couple shots, got an offensive rebound, and Amen Thompson had the putback and the foul. Shout out to Nicholas Batum for not realizing how long an NBA court is and stepping over the line when he's trying to inbound the ball. That certainly gave the Rockets an advantage. They win on a night when Kevin Durant doesn't shoot the ball very well. But you know what? There are going to be nights like that. It was a tour date night for Kevin Durant. Didn't matter, though, because they have Amen Thompson. But I will say this. Zubac gave Alperen the business. Zubac kind of gave everyone who wanted some the business because the Clippers, you know, James is getting in the paint. He can lay it off. You put two on the ball. He's smart enough to make the pass. It was a good Zubac night, but the Rockets overall did just enough.
Yeah.
Just enough to win the game.
You always forget how good Zubac is until he plays your team and you're like,
yeah, and he's big and strong and skilled around the rim. Look, it's not, he doesn't have a bag. He's not going to be like Alperen and take you out beyond the arc and then back you down. He's not gonna operate that way, but if he gets around the rim, he's powerful and he's strong, and he'll make you pay, and that's what he did.
Yeah, big body with soft touch. That's just a good combination. And also on defense, he makes Şengün like really work for it. Like Şengün has to go deep in the bag of tricks to get a shot off, and you know, some of those in the fourth quarter is just like how did that go in by Shingun? Like, yeah. they were bad. I'll just say they're bad shots.
Bad process. Yeah. We're like Paul George. It's a bad shot.
He had one where he threw one like behind his head and in. I was just like, all right.
They're going in and you'll take them, particularly in that situation. But counting on stuff like that to happen,
kids don't try that at home.
Yeah, I mean, Alperen's got a lot of things you might want to emulate. What he was doing last night to score, not that.
Wait until they play, I don't know, Wendell Carter. He can get to the easy stuff against Wendell Carter.
Yeah, Zubac. Like, Valanciunas was like that for Shingun. Just a big, strong dude who could get after him, and Zubac fits that profile.
The big
too.
Euros.
Yeah. He, unlike someone like Draymond, doesn't try bullying the big Euros because they're just as big and strong as he is.
Yeah, hard to bully.
Yeah.
They're mean.
Draymond doesn't really bully them. He just punches them and hits them. Yeah. But he doesn't do that to the American bigs. And at least right now, at least for Zubac, that is some guy that thankfully is not on a good team because we had to see him in the playoffs consistently. Then he might be a problem for the Rockets. But, hey, you win 115-113. I said yesterday it wasn't a trend that they were struggling against bad teams just because you lost to the Jazz and you lost to the Mavericks. If they had lost last night, then I might have gone to not a trend, but concerning. But we don't have to worry about any of that, thankfully.
Yeah.
The Rockets get it done. They get it done. And their schedule's a bit odd considering the spaces between when they play and when they don't. So they do, fortunately, have a couple of days off, but they do have to go to Denver their next one. And that's another Peacock game on Monday. And let's see. But you will get Space City Home Network. So sometimes Peacock will have exclusive games where you don't get to see your team play if you don't have that streaming service.
Is that when it's like on – it's like the NBC doubleheader or something, and you have to get on Peacock?
With the second game?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know how they decide which one's Peacock exclusive or not.
I don't know at all, but we don't have to worry about it as the Rockets. The next time we see them, it'll be against another giant Euro.
Yeah.
You know.
The Phantom to the 300 that is Shingun. Or at least that's what it looked like last time.
Yeah.
We'll see this time if the 300 still looks like a Phantom.
And if you don't know this show's lore, just a Cat Williams bit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that's in reference to Cat Williams, and you know it's dated because he's talking about a Chrysler 300. He goes, a Chrysler 300 looks like a Phantom until a Phantom pulls up. And while Shingun gets the label of Baby Jokic, there's still a level he has to get to before I think the comparisons should be real. And we saw in the last time they saw the Nuggets, when it mattered, and the Nuggets needed buckets, they played through Jokic and Jamal Murray because Jokic is the Phantom. I wouldn't give Shingun Chrysler 300 this year. He's played really well.
Yeah, it's just in direct comparison.
In direct comparison, when they are going against each other and both teams need buckets late, yes, it does.
It's also, like, Jokic was shutting him down. Jokic,
yeah,
like,
too.
You don't think I know this move? Yeah. I invented this move.
Yeah.
You grew up watching me, all right?
It's one of those things, like, from TV shows and movies. I taught you everything you know.
Yeah.
I didn't teach you everything.
He's the master splinter.
I didn't teach you everything I know. So that'll be their next test, a big one. And the guys were having a conversation about how good this Rockets team would be. They're talking earlier. And the guys, by the guys, I mean John and Lance, not Ackerman and Hollins. But that we were talking about how good this Rockets team can be. And it was in direct comparison to the Thunder because of how great they have been so far. You know, we talked about it, how Rafael Stone, his mentor, was a guy who didn't allow the Warriors' greatness to keep him from trying to compete. And, of course, the Rockets aren't just going to hand over the Western Conference and then the eventual NBA title to the Thunder. But John said something that I didn't comment on, but I thought about it, and I was like, I'm not so sure about this. He said, I believe this Rockets team can win a title. In a world where the Thunder don't exist, how they're presently constituted, the Rockets have a shot to win a title. But they don't live in a world where the Thunder exists. So can the Rockets, if Shea turns an ankle or has a injury that knocks them out of a playoff series, can they win a series against the Thunder and then go win a title? Sure. But it's almost like we actually have to bank on a major injury for this Thunder team not to win a title. And yes, I know they went to 7 games last year, but they're better than they were last year, at least in the regular season, as marked by now they've actually matched the Warriors' start when the Warriors went on to win their 73 games. So the Rockets are going to be fun. They're going to be good. And I don't want to treat the entire year like, yeah, but the Thunder exist. I just want to enjoy what the Rockets are doing. Because if I get into the bag of, yeah, but can they win when the Thunder are healthy? Then it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun to watch this team play if everything is centered around can they beat the team in Oklahoma City. Because who can?
Yeah. Comparison is the thief of joy, Dell.
I like that.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I don't want to compare.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll compare to the rest, the other 28 teams. I think they're better than most of the, like, like you said, if there's a league where the Thunder didn't exist, yeah, the Rockets not just can, but would be among the favorites.
One of the favorites to
win this thing. And, you know, you look at the East and it's like Pistons, Knicks, Celtics, Magic, like none of those teams. If you just fast forward them into a series with those teams, you feel pretty good. It's just you have to make the finals to do that. And to make the finals, you'll have to go through the Thunder or even the Nuggets. I'm not ready to say they'll beat the Nuggets in a series. Because the Thunder got pushed to 7 games last year, Dell. Who was that by?
Well, in the Western Conference, it was the Nuggets. And they lost one of their starters. Or at least he got hurt. And so he wasn't full go in game 7.
You had the best player on Earth doing all the best player on Earth stuff. And could just barely touch the Nuggets, like, or could barely touch the Thunder.
Yeah,
I don't know, guys. This, and now they seem better.
And they were young before. Now they're better and experienced and have a title under them. And as I've said several times, they are firmly in the we don't F around portion of the NBA, every night they're looking to take your head off.
17.4 point per differential.
Yeah. They don't mess around.
No. Now,
I don't imagine that's going to change once the playoffs hit. So that's why I don't even like having can the Rockets win a title conversation, because it always devolves into can they beat that team 4 times in a series?
It's like
can anyone?
If anyone can, they fall among the teams that can.
Yeah, there are certain teams who don't rise to the level of even having a chance.
Yeah.
The Rockets do rise to that level. The question is how good of a chance is
you'd
their
need. If not like a 2019 Warriors level injury where
I think
Klay Thompson and
KD
tear their Achilles and ACL respectively.
I think you're looking at Chase hampered by a high ankle sprain but tries to go. It's something like that.
Like the 2016 Warriors, who were the team that started 24-1, where Steph was just banged up.
Yeah.
He was still out there, but he was banged up.
Yeah,
and then also Draymond Green missed a game for other reasons.
Right, in the ball.
If we could do that, that'd really help the Rockets.
Who's the most likely Thunder player to get thrown out of a series, or at least miss a game in a series?
It has to be one of the big three for it to matter. Because if Hartenstein gets kicked out, no disrespect to Hartenstein, I don't know. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, but they don't have that type of energy. Like I referenced Jalen Williams yesterday being fake tough guy, but part of being a fake tough guy is not actually getting into physical altercations of any way, shape, or form. Could you get – well, Chet just got put on his ass by Grayson Allen. I'm not sure Chet's looking for something like that when he's trying to set a screen and Grayson Allen goes to his chest and knocks him on the ground.
We'd have to play the
probably
long
Lou
game
Dort. Could you get Lou Dort into a situation where he gets thrown out of a game?
Yes, you could definitely do that. Dort could get thrown out of games just by not being upset, just by what he does when he's just
mugging
trying to play basketball.
The mugging he does when he plays defense? Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be enough. Okay. So we're looking at suspension or debilitating injury for a couple weeks, and maybe that's our path to a Rockets title. I don't like those odds.
I don't like that.
But it happens in the NBA.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah. I don't like it being the plan, but it can happen.
Be good enough to be one injury, major injury for the Thunder away from winning it all. That's what the Rockets
or be either the 2 or the 3 seed and hope someone else takes care of it before the West Finals.
Yes, they suffer an injury in the Western Conference semifinals.
Yeah, it's the Timberwolves. Okay, we can do this.
Yeah. Sure. I, like you said, I'm not sure about the Nuggets of it all, but
no,
other teams.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, we'll get another preview of that on Monday. All right, we'll go to break. In fact, when we come back, we'll hear from Amen Thompson. He talked about his connection with Alpi, those two, because when teams put two on the ball, we know the Rockets are very adept at whether it's Alpi in the paint, lobbing to Amen or others, their ability to get teams to kind of change their defense because they can't contain whoever's out on the perimeter leads to easy buckets. Of course, Kevin Durant's a giant part of that as well. So we'll hear from Amen Thompson when we come back. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. We talk Rockets. We referenced in passing the Bucks yesterday, and the Bucks did the thing that you can't do. You blow a game to Kirk Cousins, and you light a fire all the people who thought Kyle Pitts was going to be a great player. And now they're in some real trouble. And we are on a collision course. Bryce versus Baker. Winning, you're in. Will they put that on Sunday night? It's a possibility. Both teams in the race for the NFC South. So we'll talk about the NFL game that happened last night. And, of course, we'll talk some Texans, too, because while the Cardinals aren't as bad as the Falcons, it would be a debilitating loss to lose to this Cardinals team. And I expect the Texans to avoid it, but we just got a prime example. Bucks at home, everything going for them. Got Jalen McMillan back, got Mike Evans back, and it wasn't enough. They blew a fourth-quarter lead. It's firmly in the realm of any given Sunday, or at least last night, any given Thursday. So we need the Texans to avoid that fate. So let's talk some Texans as we go forward. Sean and I till noon. We will be back. But you know what? Let's do Aqueduct here. Let's do Aqueduct Plumbing here. Last show ended with something I would think Billy Brown wouldn't want to be discussed as far as his company is concerned. I'll just tell you, if you have a plumbing issue, Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the way to go. Pretty simple. Big jobs, small jobs, they will take care of you. Billy Brown, who gets mentioned a lot, is the owner. He's based in Clear Lake, so it's not some national brand who doesn't understand the people in the city. It's owned by someone who understands the area, and if you need help, go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com and check out all they have to offer. For the most part, plumbing is in the realm where not a lot of people know what they're doing, and all you're going to do is screw something up. Don't screw it up. And if you have a problem but you don't know what it is, you can get a free price quote from them. They'll check it out, tell you what it's going to cost, but they won't charge you for the assessment. You can also call them at 281-488-6238. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
The Del Olalea Show continues. Now back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea.
So we'll get to that Amen sound in a bit, but I was thinking we're at that time of the year where this could be the first weekend since late August where I don't watch a minute of college football. Like, I like Army Navy, but there have been times where I don't even turn it on, particularly now that it's after championship weekend, that they set it apart. The FCS playoffs are going on, but there's a real chance I don't watch a minute. I'm not going to be sad. I mean, I'll move on. I mean, there are still more college football games to go after this weekend, but of course we've got the LA Bowl coming up, but we're at that point where unless your team's in the playoff or you really care about bowl games, you got to find something else to do. I believe in you guys. I think you'll be able to find some stuff to do. But I don't think I'm going to see a minute of college football this weekend. I got to take a trip to Lake Charles, and that's part of our Bowl Mania Challenge. We're doing that. We're going to be in Lake Charles at the Golden Nugget. You can join the contest right now. Just go to ESPN975.com. We'll be broadcasting live, and by we, I mean John and Lance and myself. We'll be there doing the shows from 7 to 12. We'll do that Monday and Tuesday. And the winner of the Bowl Challenge will win a two-night stay at that very same Golden Nugget, and you'll get a $200 food and beverage credit. They've got great restaurants there. That $200 will go a pretty good way for you. depending on what you're looking for to eat. And you can go to ESPN975.com and check all that out to be part of our Bowl Mania Challenge.
You know there's a bowl game this weekend?
Yeah, isn't it the LA Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys...
That caught me off guard.
That's your first chance to get out ahead of everyone else. Of course, you got to win. Is it Washington, Boise State? Is that the
yep.
game?
Yep, and yeah. the Bucked Up LA Bowl.
Is that the sponsor?
Yeah, Bucked Up.
Bucked Up. I forgot what exactly that company does. There was some podcast was doing a bit about that, the name of the company. And well, as you might imagine.
Performance enhancers?
Bucked Up appears to be, yes. And they also sell deer-branded merchandise, like bucks. Bucks, yeah.
All right.
If you want to do that. But, yes, you can get stimulant for your pre-workout, creatine candy, all that stuff.
Okay. That kind of
melanin
enhancement.
Yeah, not, hey.
Not the cream that was talked about.
Yes, not if
at the end of the morning show.
If you want to impress women with your physique, this is for you.
Mm.
If you're trying to impress them with something else, go with Viagra, which is what Sean's referencing from the last segment of the morning
show. I just thought
show.
Bucked Up, you know.
I get what you're
saying. One of the things that could, you know, advertise late at night.
Sure. But instead, they're promoting a bowl game. And did that spell doom for the LA Bowl when they had to revert to Bucked Up? For their sponsorship, they couldn't find anyone else, and that meant the bowl game was done for.
Probably wasn't good when they had to accept the offer from Bucked Up.
Yeah, you never really think about the ones that get turned down, but for Bang Bros at one point wanted to be the name of the Heat's arena. And they're like, you know what? We're not gonna go from American Airlines to Bang Bros. All right, we're not gonna do that. Now they went with a crypto thing that fell apart, so who knows what they should have chosen, but they did make a decision there. But
Is it still Caesa?
Caseya, I think, Caseya. Is what it is. Yeah, I believe it used to be FTX until that thing fell apart, and now it's Caseya Center. But if you're the LA Bull, what did you say no to before you decided Bucked Up was for you? Did the Chatterbait come calling? You're like, no, nah, we got to go Bucked Up. Like, cheese it. The Cheez-It Bowl, that's easy.
That's reputable.
Yeah, you'll take the Pop-Tart Bowl, reputable from Kellogg, right? You'll take that.
Yeah, it's something I can go to a store and buy easily.
Yeah, even if the Pop-Tart's going to pretend like it's flashing people, it doesn't matter. It's still a Pop-Tart Bowl.
You know,
I don't care about the current brands. I want to know what they turned down because they said, we don't want to be represented by that company. Apparently, Bucked Up past the test. And now the LA Bowl is done for.
What's deer antler? Oh, they have deer antler spray. I'm on the website.
It would make some sense.
I guess.
They got protein sodas, energy drinks, and deer antler spray.
Bucked Up.
Who's calling the game? Who has to say the Bucked Up LA Bowl over and over again and avoid the tragic mistake that everyone's waiting for?
Dave Pasch? I don't know.
Dave Pasch. I hope not for Dave Pasch's sake.
They don't make McDonough and McElroy.
No
either.
Chance. Okay. McDonough and McElroy doing
prepping
playoff
for the
games.
Playoff.
Okay. Yeah, I think.
Okay, hey, just wanted to add. This is the top game on ESPN this weekend. This or the Celebration Bowl.
I think McDonough and McElroy doing the Canes Aggies game.
That makes sense.
I think they are. I think maybe, although game day is there. I guess Kirk and Fowler would do Alabama, Oklahoma, then get to A&M get to College Station for game day, even if they're not doing the game, maybe.
Yeah.
Although Fowler wouldn't be there, it would be Reese Davis. So I'm not sure, but I think it's McDonough and McElroy for that game. Either way, we are a week away from playoff games, and the first one is Oklahoma, Alabama. We're a week away from 13-10. If we're lucky, it's 13-10.
There might be
a defensive touchdown.
I was going to say, there'll be some turnovers, so it'll be like 16-13.
And weirdly, like twice a game, an Oklahoma opponent will let Satania free. Not even cover him.
85-yard touchdown.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. And that'll happen. So maybe we get to 17 for Oklahoma. But either way, that'll be your first playoff game. At least we can pretend it's a good game because it matters. The game matters. I don't expect a good game, though.
No.
Not an entertaining game. It'll probably be very competitive.
Yeah, because it can't really not be competitive.
That's true.
if you ever wondered what it would look like if the Houston Texans could play the Houston Texans, tune in next Friday. Live from Norman.
I know they shouldn't do things simply to avoid a rematch, but they would have done us a big
this one
favor.
They should have
they would have done us a big favor by just manipulating the rankings like they weren't doing that already. Manipulating the rankings to make sure those two teams didn't see each other again.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, also if you compare the resumes, it should be Kane's 9 seed, Alabama 10 seed. Like they should have just dropped Alabama, but they couldn't. And because for some reason they need it directly. They need Notre Dame and Miami directly next to each other.
We've done this, yes. We've done this a couple times. Yeah, and you could lean into the 80s thing. Oklahoma and Miami were rivals in the 80s who were played each other either to decide a national title or at least in the regular season to knock a team out of the national title picture. They could have done some of that. Barry Switzer, Bosworth.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Johnson and Barry Switzer.
Yeah, Alonzo Highsmith, I ain't afraid of you, B, all that stuff. They could have done all that if we're talking about the TV product. Instead, we're getting a game where Mateer, I imagine, will have that brace on his thumb still. And Ty Simpson's not been a great quarterback the back half of the season.
Let it go, John Mateer.
Do you think he's faking it?
I've seen a lot of people be like, well, he hasn't been the same since his thumb injury.
In October.
Yeah, it's also like, he hasn't been the same since he had to play
better teams.
Good teams every week.
It's true.
I don't know.
That OU
that seems relevant.
And that OU offensive line couldn't block people when they're playing bad teams.
Yeah.
It was all Mateer scrambling around and extending plays. Now when you got better athletes, it's a little harder to do that.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was Miami, our preview of this game would be the same. It'd be like, probably going to be a little tough to watch. But at least there, it's like,
we hadn't seen it already.
Yeah. And it's like, Mark Fletcher,
Malachi Tony.
Like, I can see how, like, okay, they can get loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it.
Maybe Jam Miller's good to go. We'll see. We'll see about that. Either way, that's your Amen Thompson on Alpi clip that we were going to play. You know what? Let's just get to it. Since I said we play
let's just play it.
Yeah, just play it. Look, they've got a connection. We see it game after game. Those two, easy buckets when those two are getting going. Here's Amen Thompson on his connection with Alperen Şengün.
It's almost second nature to where when he gets double teamed, you know exactly where the pass is going to be when you're cutting to the basket.
Yeah, for sure. It's been harder this year because, you know, they'll double team and just stay with me, like phase guard me. So it's been harder, but just trying to find the new spots to be, whether that's a floater, and some teams will just double off me. And just figuring out game by game is a challenge, but I'm excited to figure it out.
There is some of the Jokic to Aaron Gordon stuff going on. We were talking about how there is another level that Alperen Şengün needs to take before I would consider the Jokic stuff seriously. But Jokic and Aaron Gordon in that dunker spot, it's a big part of what they do. And Jokic and his ability to pass opens that up. There's some of that there. Amen's a terror from the dunker spot. And when they can play 3-on-2, if a team is double teaming Kevin Durant above the arc when the pick and roll is getting going, getting into Alpi in the middle floor and that lob to Amen, been a big deal for Rockets and the way they score their points. If you missed it, it was an offensive rebound as opposed to a lob dunk that led to the Rockets' win. They get the win over the Clippers in a game that was closer than I would have liked, but you find a way to win. So that's all good. When we come back, we'll take calls, 713-780-3776. We'll also talk some Texans. They got the Cardinals. We'll hear from Matt Burke. As you might imagine, very complimentary of Kamari Lassiter. We'll hear from him on that guy and what he thinks of him when we come back. But first, I want to talk about Monument Chevrolet. Today's the day. It is their 12 days of Christmas savings. It starts today. And I've talked about it before, but if you don't remember, let me remind you. Every day, you're going to have a great deal on a vehicle at Monument Chevrolet. But the kicker is the deals change every day. So you need to be up on this. You need to go to monumentchevrolet.com and find the daily special of your choice. And then when you find that vehicle, go on out there. They're in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. And if today's not the day if that deal doesn't fit you today or the vehicle isn't the vehicle you're looking for, it'll be another deal the next day. That's what the 12 days of Christmas is all about. So find the vehicle of your choice, wait for that special that you're looking for, and then meet the great people at Monument Chevrolet. Look, great deals, great people. They've been in business for a long time. By a long time, I mean over 50 years, which means they've been doing something right. You can't be around that long without, and particularly in the service industry, without getting people in the right vehicles in the right amount of time. And I mention that because they understand sometimes that you already know what you want. They're not going to drag it out for you. But if you don't know, they're not going to rush you. They're going to go at your own pace to make sure you get the vehicle and the deal that you're looking for. So find the deals and the vehicles at Monument Chevrolet, then see them, or monumentchevrolet.com, and then see them in person in Pasadena. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show, live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Del Olalea.
That's Michael Carroll. He's not here today, so I know some of you on Fridays like to wait and call to talk to him or bring up a movie. Don't need to do that today. We got someone on without my prompting who decided to do that, so we'll get to that at some point. Sean, when I say that Kill Bill is now changed from two volumes to one, and it's in theaters this weekend, but it's 4 hours and 35 minutes long because it's both movies plus added material. Is that an appealing thought to spend a Saturday or Friday night? How to spend a Friday or Saturday?
Not really, I'll say. It's a bit much. I assume there's an intermission.
There is an intermission.
Probably, if I were to guess, between the two movies.
So they have removed the cliffhanger part of one, since you're just going to be able to see the entire thing. So they set it up narratively so you don't have the pause, but they do have an intermission because you've been sitting there for 2 hours plus already.
Yeah, you can't have people sit for almost 5 hours.
They have switched some things, uncensored some of the violence.
Oh.
They've thrown in an anime scene or two, I believe. But it all combines to be 4 hours and 35 minutes of a movie that's been out
for like 25 years.
Yeah, Kill Bill Volume 2 came out in 2004. Four and a half hours. You're not doing it.
No, not doing it.
Would you do it even at home?
Maybe at home. I can see spending a Saturday doing that, but
yeah, in the middle of March maybe.
Yeah,
I can see that.
But it's not something like on my list.
Yeah, whenever it gets on digital, and not even that, because I wouldn't pay to rent it. But if it, whatever streaming service I have, if it winds up there,
it's on Amazon Prime.
Sure. Why not? What do I like?
It's been a minute since.
Yeah, I'm watching the progeny of Ethan Hawke and
progeny.
Yeah, it's another way of saying.
I know.
I'm watching Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's progeny on Stranger Things. Why not just watch the original? At least when it comes to Uma Thurman.
Okay. And then Training Day to get dad's side.
Or I watch him in, what is it? Is it Black Hat? Black Hat 1 and 2?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
Black Phone?
Black Phone. Yeah, Black Hat, something else. It's that Hemsworth hacker movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Black Phone 1 and 2. Yeah,
slip that in somewhere.
I don't know how I make that connection.
There's not really a 2 to that, but yeah.
Yeah. Although people thought, but they're not getting Black Hat 2. But Black Phone 2. Yeah. Came out. I don't know.
The Grabber? Isn't that what he's called?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate name, but it is as creepy as what he does, so it fits.
Yeah, no. It part of what makes it unfortunate is that it's like that. Yeah.
It's dead on.
That's what he does.
He's grabbing kids. Yeah. Yeah, I have not seen The Grabber in...
What he's been up to recently.
Yeah, what he's up to, he almost becomes, apparently, from what I can tell, a Freddy Krueger type character, because he was, I think he was supposed to be dead after one. And now he's haunting the dreams of the kid's sister kid he tormented in one. I think
so.
That's
it's not
how it
like
goes.
a ghost face situation where like
it's just someone else.
Someone else
on,
in the mask.
Nah.
Which is like kind of it's a funny way to do that.
Yeah,
where it's like just someone else does it. Someone else is the ghost face this time.
And before she got into trouble for speaking out on a political issue, the daughter of one of the original Ghostfaces from the first movie was going to go from heroine to villain because she's haunted by what her father did.
Yeah.
But then
that happens.
Then she spoke out about things happening in the Middle East, and everyone's like, nope, not you. You're too controversial.
That also happens.
Yes. Let's get to Keith here. What movie could he possibly want to talk about? Could it be Black Phone 2? Could it be Kill Bill, the complete edition, or whatever the hell they're calling it? Oh, the whole bloody affair is what they're calling it. What do you want to talk about, Keith?
Hey, Shawnee Dell. I watched this movie on HBO Max last week, and I think it's the worst movie that I've watched in the entire year of 2025. I just hated it from start to finish. 2 hours long. The movie was called Eddington, Joaquin Phoenix, and Pedro Pascal and Emma Stone. I quite possibly think this is the worst movie of the year. The ratings seem higher than what I'm giving it, but there's just no flow. It was so boring. Maybe it's too much Pedro Pascal. It was kind of going through that COVID run in a small town. But the movie overall just stunk, and the finish was outrageous. I just hated it. Emma Stone's character was blah. They even had Austin Butler in there. The whole movie just felt like it was going nowhere. There were so many dead moments, no juice, and it just took a couple awkward turns, and I just hated that movie. What'd you think?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't give you my opinion on it, but I appreciate yours. It's done by Ari Aster. He's behind Hereditary and Midsommar. Don't know what you think of those movies. Think they have a different vibe. Certainly Hereditary does than Eddington. It is out for people to watch, as he told you. I probably am not going to get to it. Doesn't look like something it's an A24 thing, which adds a little bit of a hype to it. But for me, I'm not going to allow Keith to dissuade me, but just even the thought of watching Eddington, I'm all right. Small town sheriff versus the mayor, as he mentioned during a COVID crisis. I'm fine missing it, I think.
Yeah, I'll check it out, I think. I've had other people be like, you should watch
it. It's good?
So. Okay. Oh, no.
Other people are...
They haven't said it was good. They said I should watch it. Small difference there.
A bit, yeah.
It was a little bit of like, I want to see what you think about it kind of
thing. Before they offer their opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So...
But here we have Keith tainting the jury pool.
The box office didn't do well either. The budget was 25. It made 13, so
Yeesh.
It didn't do well there. Yeesh. With all those stars, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
But either way, on HBO Max. So there it is. If you want to call in about movies, television, you can do it throughout the show because Michael's not here. I will say, I got word that Obituary, which is, it's in season 2, it's on Hulu. It's a show about a woman in a small town. She works for a paper in an Irish town. And she, instead of having a salary, her editor said, we pay you by the obituaries, each one. So she starts killing people so she can write her obituaries.
Nice.
Season 1 was really good. Season 2, according to this person who saw it, I haven't seen it yet, enjoyed it as well. So it's a dark Irish comedy. It's pretty fun. And it's just some woman who decides, you know what, you're a bad person and I make money, so I'm going to kill you. And all the hijinks and hilarity that comes from murdering people in your own small town.
Yeah, it's a barrel of laughs.
And there's an internal dialogue about, I should have killed you yesterday, or I should kill you now. It's always her deciding on a whim, I really should stab you in the throat, stuff like that. And whether she does it or not is how the season plays out. So, yeah, it's all fun. Look, I swear, it's entertaining and fun, and there's some murder involved as well. Obituary, that's on Hulu. We'll go to break with that. I said we talk Texans. We'll do that when we come back because we'll hear from Matt Burke, who's getting a lot of love now that every time the Texans defense is on the field, we have to hear that D'Amico gave away play calling after game 3. Certainly, Collinsworth and Tirico talked about it Sunday night against the Chiefs when the Texans were winning that game. I'm sure Chris Myers will mention it on Sunday, as hopefully they're demolishing Jacoby Brissett. So we'll hear from Matt Burke on his cornerback, Amari Lassiter, when we get back.
ESPN 97.5.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.